Hey guys, welcome to It's a Vampire Diaries thing. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Alex, and we're two best friends who met through our Facebook group, which is also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing.
If you'd like, you guys can join the group for updates on this podcast and also fun games and discussions about the Vampire Diaries and both spinoffs, the originals and legacies as well.
Hello? Did you not hear me?
Of course I heard you, Caroline. I think the whole of Mystic Falls heard you. I'm in no mood for company.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of It's a Vampire Diaries thing. Just a reminder to follow our Facebook group and our Instagram page. Both of them are also called It's a Vampire Diaries thing. We are moving right along in season four. We are almost to the end. I know we've kind of dragged this one out a little bit more, but it gives us more time to talk to you guys and let you know how we feel about stuff. We're going to kind of pick up right where we left off. So we go on to the next episode and we have Bonnie, and she's obviously still very torn up about Jeremy's death. She visits his grave in like a dream, and she's talking to him in this dream, and in this dream he just like keeps telling her to wake up. And when she does wake up, the couch she's sleeping on is on fire. So obviously Bonnie's magic is getting out of control, and she's starting to do things without even realizing it, which I don't really think we've seen since like the first season, whenever she was first figuring out her magic. But what I wanted to say is, do you think that was really like Jeremy talking to her from like the other side? Because like we know he was like on the other side because he was a hunter, and that's how he he figured all that stuff out. Do you think that it was really Jeremy?
So, like, I would love to think that it was, but I think just because now that we're really starting to kind of, like, dig deeper into Silas and what he's capable of, I'm not entirely sure. I don't think I really thought too much about it, but I will say, though, that, like, I've said this before, especially in the last episode, is I feel like a lot of Silas's abilities are very looked over. Like him pretending to be other people and putting like this vision into your head. Like, I don't even know if he's physically able to change his being or if it's something that he just puts in your head, but it's enough to scare Klaus Michelson.
Yeah.
So like in this situation, like you want it to be Jeremy though, because at the end of the day, like, you know, Bonnie has died, you know, come back. It's just, it's a common thing now with Bonnie, and or she deals with whatever. I don't even know if that's happened yet, but long story short is you see people die and you see people come back. So of course you have that faith that like Jeremy is going to come back. So that in this moment, I think I was super focused on that because I'm like, I don't really appreciate Jeremy as a character when he's there, I feel like, because he's never given that great of a storyline up until like this season. But like with him gone, it's sad. It's actually
definitely
shutting off for humanity. You got Bonnie, who's just like worked up and now is like quote unquote seeing him. It's like really put a damper on like a lot of people around. So like I kind of wanted it to be him, so like they could like actually, so she could see him, because while they weren't together, you know, they still cared about each other like a lot. So it's like I was sad for her, but it's like at this point you just don't know. You don't know if you could trust Silas or not. Like everything
absolutely
could be
lying. Yeah.
Like it's totally mind fucking. Like,
you never know what's real and what's not.
Yeah, yeah, like I was expecting like crazy like plot twists because all of a sudden it was Silas. Like that's the type of shit I think I was embracing for this entire season, was like something was gonna happen.
It's real, it's Silas.
Yeah, I was waiting for something to be like crazy and then be like, it was just ripped out from underneath me. Shit.
And so while Bonnie's dealing with her grief, obviously, because up until this point, like we saw last episode was the first time that she really knew that Jeremy was dead because she had forgotten everything. So now she's still trying to grieve. She's still trying to deal with everything. And we have Damon and Stefan who are trying to deal with Elena, who has no humanity. And they're starting to take like her threat to like kill people seriously. But they're still trying to convince her to turn humanity back on. And they're like trying to like remind her that like she was happy before and all this stuff, which like I don't necessarily agree with because I don't really
think she's that bad. Like they have good intentions. That's what sucks. They have the good intention. And then that just brings me back to like the way that they go about it. I feel like it's just wrong. Like you can't just ask somebody to just turn it on. Could you imagine going up to Rip or Stefan and being like, can you please just turn it back on? And he says, okay. Like it doesn't happen like that. What the hell is happening?
And you I don't really like, know why they thought it would be like easy, I guess. Like
the only way you could do anything is to like really emotionally reach in and and get someone. That's the only way that like they're able to do it, because like that's a choice that they're not just gonna make on their own, no matter how much you plead or beg them or anything like that. And like that brings me to like the once they start torturing her, it's kind of like, okay, listen, you know, I get it. She's a bitch. She's a cold-hearted bitch right now. I get it. But did Elena deserve it? No.
No.
I don't think she deserves anything that they do to her with her humanity. I hate it. No. I absolutely do. Because you're right.
She is, like, being, like, mean. But, like, I don't think that, like, she's detrimentally hurting anybody. I mean, she killed the waitress, but that's all she did so far
to prove a point. Like she's feeding on people, but like at the same time, what vampire on the show has not fed on
a human?
Like not justifying her rights, killed
somebody, like everybody, all the vampires, you know?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like I get where they're like concerned for people, but it's just like one of those situations that's like if you work with her and you respect her, she's not a complete like, I mean, she's a bitch, but she's not going to just, like, be like, hey, fuck it. Like, she's reasonable.
She's not going to be like Stefan is. Like, she's not just going to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, she's not a ripper. And this whole show, I feel like Stefan is the only one that's a danger to society.
Yeah, exactly.
I even feel, not spoiler alert, I even feel that same way about Damon and Enzo later. Because at the end of the day, they did what they did for Sybil, not because of their humanity being off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a huge difference.
Yeah. And so then we go back to, you know, the cure. You know, this has been a big thing this season, and now we know that Elijah has it.
So over the cure at this point. Somebody like, take it.
I don't even care about it anymore.
I want somebody to just fucking take it. This is, the cure has carried from season, like, from the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Like, the second they found out that she was a vampire, all of a sudden there's a cure. This is literally, this is carried on. Now, I'm all for it because, like, it's an interesting twist. If you're like, oh, you cannot be a vampire anymore,
yeah.
But, like, okay, could someone take it already? Let's do something with the damn cure, please. Like, it's just floating around. It's just been floating around. I'm getting so fucking sick and tired of it.
And so Elijah has it now. And he's kind of having a conversation with Rebecca and Klaus to decide who's going to get this cure. And Klaus is like, well, we need to give it to Silas because this man's crazy. And he's going to die.
He's scared of him now. Which makes no sense because Klaus was minding his business. I can't believe I'm sticking up for him. But like, he was minding his own. And now Silas is fucking with him. What did he do to you?
Exactly. So but I do feel for him. We find out that if Silas dies, then it causes all the dead supernatural beings to come back to life. So we've got, you know, everybody that's been killed on the show, plus everybody else that's died since this other side was created.
Now this is my question. So what happens, so they kill Silas and everybody on the other side comes back to life. Mm-hmm. What happens when you kill them again?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know, because I'd just be like,
I don't think
all right,
they talked about
time
it.
time to war paint it up and just fucking kick start a lot of people. Ass.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if like they die, go to the other side and come back. I don't know how it would work.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Or that's if it's like a one-time deal. So if you die again, then you're just stuck on the other side again.
Maybe. So that's a good question. I feel like maybe they could have explained that. I don't know.
I don't remember.
It'd be so little.
Yeah.
It'd be so little that like I wouldn't remember, but yeah. I'm going to remember that because, like, what happens if they, like, would have killed him?
Right. And, you know, Klaus's argument is that, like, well, you know, Silas is, like, really fucking things up and he needs to die. And, you know, at least we'll be able to see Cole and Finn again. And I'm like, Klaus, you didn't give no fucks about Cole or Finn, like, whenever they were alive. Like, you daggered these people for hundreds of years. Like, don't be acting like you got some stake in this.
Not me being so sympathetic towards him, though. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me, dude? Something's happening to me, and I don't like it.
Because
I
don't like him. Now?
No, don't ever say that ever again. I think, though, what it was, and not me justifying it, because I feel actually really bad for all the Michael siblings because of him. I feel like none of them got to live a normal life because of him. I will say, though, that I feel like it's one of those situations.
I'm going to add on to that argument, though, that most of the reason why they didn't get to live a normal life was because Klaus was running from Michael. So I usually equate everything that Klaus does back to the fact that Michael was just a really shitty fucking dad.
Mostly.
Like, I mean, he didn't have to be so cruel and manipulative, but...
The one thing that I always will say this about every character in the show that I don't like, that acts ignorant mm-hmm. and treats people poorly based on their personality, most of the time people will blame their parents.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's like Damon because of Lily and Giuseppe, or whether it's because of Vicky and Kelly, whether it's because
right.
of Klaus and Michael, Caroline in the beginning and Liz.
Yeah.
I don't think that if your parents treat you like shit, it justifies being a dick.
No.
But it justifies trauma, which yeah. I get. Now, but like, yeah. I feel like at the end of the day, it's just common sense to like not treat people around you like shit, which
yeah.
is a vibe I get from Klaus. But at the same time, he does have a lot of back issues because mm-hmm. of Michael. You're not wrong. And the thing is yeah. with Klaus too, is with like the siblings, like he's like, oh, I miss Cole, I miss Finn. I feel like it's one of those things that like,
I think he took them daggered. For granted.
Yeah, like they're daggered.
Never thought they would be dead.
Exactly. Like he just like figured that like it's daggered and it's done, and once they're dead, he's like, holy shit, like they're dead. Oh my god, what the hell? Like, and I guess it affected him, but like you can't be like you
why
said.
He wasn't concerned. Okay, so let's say that he says that all the supernatural dead beings are gonna come back. That means Michael and Esther are gonna come back too. So like, why are we not concerned about that right now?
That's what I'm saying. And at this rate too, not only Michael, who has this like supernatural ability to want to hunt them down, who knows what would happen if Alaric came back? What if Alaric was that same way? What if Alaric came back and now you got two holes? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Gotta go. So like right. that's also something to take into consideration. It sucks though, because it's like
you want these people to come back because you do feel for them. And like you want Jeremy to come back, obviously, but at the same time, I mean, I feel like every supernatural being, that's a lot.
Would you rather deal with Silas or every supernatural being? That's the decision that they're
sitting
on.
Silas, personally. I mean, you can figure something out.
Can Silas fuck with your head no matter where he's at?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Like, if I were, like, in, like, Guam, and he was like in Michigan.
I don't
like,
know. Maybe
could
not.
He do that
I
to
think
me?
He had to be like in the general vicinity of you.
Okay. I have something I'd love to know the answer to too. Yeah. Cause like if I could just like dip for a bit, like I could do it. I'd rather do that than bring everybody back. But if it's like Silas can fuck with me wherever.
Like whenever a little bit of a spoiler, because we're about to get to that in this episode. Whenever Klaus goes to New Orleans, like Silas isn't fucking with him anymore.
He does go to, in some parts of it, he's not there, but he does go to, like, the bar, and in the bar, you can't, no supernatural,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
or, like, witch.
But even, like, any time that he's down there, like, anywhere, like, he's yeah. not, like, Silas never worried about Klaus again.
It's just weird. I don't fucking yeah. understand. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'd rather deal with Silas by itself.
Yeah, because I mean, if you have every supernatural being coming back, first of all, everybody in the show has enemies that they've killed. And you have everything that we don't know
how
about
does,
as well.
Now, refresh my memory. How does it work if he dies, the other side collapses, if we know someone else is the anchor?
I don't know if this was true or this is what they believed at the time.
Okay.
Because I don't think that this is what actually happens if he dies. But that's what they thought was happening. Because
when she died, I think.
Then, yeah.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to stay tuned with that one. Because, like, yeah. I just thought about that. I'm like, that kind of doesn't make sense. But like, I think you're right. I think this is something that they believed in that moment.
Yeah. And then we have Rebecca, on the other hand, who also wants the cure. And she says that she wants it because she wants to be
oh
human
God,
and have a happy life. And
it just makes me upset. I know she could do it being a vampire. I mean, I feel for her. I get it. I really do. But if there's something or somebody else or something needs to be done with this cure elsewhere,
yeah,
I would take the L and accept it.
Yes.
Like, clearly if she wants to be human, it means that there's good in her, because no bad, big bad vampire wants to not be human. She clearly has a heart. Absolutely. She has a very soft personality underneath the hard exterior. Okay. For somebody who has that personality, you would think, I'm going to do the right thing with this cure. Like, she has the right to feel selfish because this was not her decision. But, like, I always point out, and, like, I do look deep into it. It's just that I know Rebecca is capable, like, very capable of a very happy life without being human.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it was the kids issue that really pushed it for her. Not that she couldn't, like, adopt a child or whatever, but I really think that it was the kid thing that bothered her the most. And so, you know, at the end of the day, Elijah decides that Rebecca should get it because her reason isn't damaging. Like, so he doesn't see, like, anything really bad coming out of, like, her becoming human. Whereas
I would definitely, if I was Elijah, and I'll take it upon myself to be like, now let's fix this Silas problem. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? If he were to forfeit it to her and make that ultimate decision, which, by the way, who gave him the fucking pants?
Elijah always wears the pants and
he who gave the sibling him the pants. He's like, look at me. I'm in charge of the cure. Everybody wants it, but me. I'm in charge.
Like, why didn't he want to take it? I guess he didn't really care about being a vampire, though.
I don't think he ever really bitched about it.
No.
He just always bitched about watching over Klaus and dealing with Klaus. Yeah.
And so then Elijah is like, well, I'm not just going to give the cure to you, like, to Rebecca. Rebecca's like, what? And he tells her that, you know, he wants to make sure that, like, her reason to be human isn't just, like, spur of the moment type, oh, I just want to be human.
Because imagine her making that decision, taking the cure, and then regretting it.
Yeah. And so he says that she has to spend a whole day human, and she can't use her vampire powers at all. So she knows what she's giving up, which I feel like was smart on his end.
I feel like you can't fully, you can still hear everything, and, like... Yeah. You still have, like, you can't fully do it, but I feel like that was a really good thing to do, though, because you have to, like, it's reality, and I feel like that's something that Elijah always did, was he was a very realistic character.
Right.
I like that.
And then, like, Klaus is, like, laughing. He's like, yeah, that's definitely not gonna
Here's a thought. What would we do if Klaus took the cure? How would you feel about this?
See, if Klaus took the cure, would he still be a werewolf, and does it even work on hybrids?
That's a great question.
Because, like, I always wondered that. Like, not that, like, I think that, like, he wanted whatever. Like, I was happy with the way the story
played out. I'm going to steal that question for the group tomorrow.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know.
What would happen?
Like, I would think that he would probably still be a werewolf.
Doesn't, do you know what's crazy, though?
Doesn't Tyler end up becoming human and then a werewolf again in the future?
Yeah, but that's because he, like, died.
Oh, okay.
He, like, crossed over that line and...
Okay.
Yeah, when they brought him back, like, he was like, oh, I'm human, oh my god. Okay. Oh. Yeah, okay. But, like, my question is, do you know what they're also risking that I thought about? They're, like, original vampires. What if this cure didn't work on them for some reason?
Yeah. And also, what if we don't even know if this cure actually works? Like, there's no proof of it.
Could you imagine it having all this hoopla and then all of a sudden you take it?
It just didn't work. It didn't do anything. Yeah, that'd be hilarious, actually.
Stress.
And so, you know, now Rebecca has to go and live her human day. So, back in, you know, with the main crew over here, we've got Bonnie and Caroline, and they're just shopping for prom dresses like they don't have a care in the world, like, for some reason.
It comes in waves. Like, they're really stressed one second, and then the next they're like, oh, it's no big deal, it's okay.
But also, we haven't had a town event in, like, a minute, I feel like.
Yeah, so you know, that was time. Happening every 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
time for this dance, okay?
Yeah.
And she kind of, like, Bonnie's telling Caroline about the dream she had, and that she doesn't know if it's, like, her grief that's causing it, or her expression powers are getting out of control. And Caroline's trying to be a good friend. This is the one point in the show, is, like, season 4 and 5, where I can kind of stomach Caroline a little bit more. Because she does try to be a good friend here to Bonnie, and she was trying to be a good friend to Lena, and in season 5, she does try to be a good friend to Stefan, so, like, she doesn't bother me as much in this period.
My theory is because she's single right now.
Yeah.
Now, that's really shitty to say, and I'm not in no way is this slut shaming. It has nothing to do with that. And I want to make that clear. This is one of the characteristics of Caroline I do not like, is she always needs reassurance from a guy. So this is why she is in constant relationships. She doesn't even, this has nothing to do sexually either. She doesn't even have to sleep with them. It has nothing to do with slut shaming or anything like that. It's just the constant reassurance she needs from like
She was better whenever she was single, like every single time. Like she was.
Yes. When she has the split second, because it never lasts long. No. Okay. When she's single, she's like, she doesn't focus on relationships and like is her own person. Like I can't explain it. Like everything is always about her. And I know a lot of people will say that about Elena as well. And at times I do agree, but like people will never, it's always you like one and not the other when it comes to Caroline and Elena.
Yeah.
And I feel like people have to like also as well, because it's more common to dislike Elena. I feel like people also have to kind of look at Caroline in a lot of situations and kind of like really like keep an eye on her and what she does and like really observe it. Because at times like it is really all about her, or her emotions make her lash out on people, or she acts like really manic and just it's too much sometimes. So like her being single right now she has time to focus on being a good friend. That's the Caroline that I can fuck with. That is literally what it is because she's single, and it's a breakthrough moment I just had with that, because like seriously, like just be single. That's how I wish she ended the show. Just be single, just do it. You're better single. Do you, boo. Okay.
Right. And so she's like trying to comfort Bonnie, and she's like, well, you're probably just upset because you didn't get to say goodbye to Jeremy and all that stuff. And then Elena and Rebecca show up at this dress shop, and I'm like, why are they still hanging out? Like, I don't understand.
Like, I thought they like got mad at each other.
No, they weren't mad at each other.
Oh no, that fell apart once she turned mad at each other. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. So we still got the duo.
Yeah,
okay, good.
And so Caroline's like mad at Elena. She's like, you tried to kill me. Like, why are, like, leave me alone, you know? And you tried to kill my mom, so. Why are you here?
This is what gets me. It's like I get if Rebecca and Elena have whatever going on, because I feel like in a sense with her humanity off, they're similar. They're both like up to their antics and everything. But Rebecca is one ballsy bitch for just coming around. Like you said, she's like they've had so much beef, and like I'm just sitting here thinking like, Rebecca, you're not wanted here. Trust me.
Don't we have like a white oak stake hidden somewhere too? Like Elena's gonna get like, you're gonna annoy Elena one day. And she's,
I swear to God. But like even the fact that she's showing up to this dress shop.
Yeah, she's being bold.
Why do you have the balls to show up around Caroline and Bonnie, who literally cannot stand you? Because sometimes she'll do that. She kind of just puts herself into these situations as if like everything bad she did. I really think that
people started to like her like once she like around this time. Like everybody Caroline was just kind is a of little like,
bitch and doesn't.
No, Caroline doesn't.
I feel bad saying this, but because there's a part coming up. We'll get to that when it happens, if it's said in like a description, but like literally there's a part coming up soon ish between Matt, Caroline and Rebecca, and it makes me so effing mad every time I watch it, because I'm team Rebecca and I'll wait to talk about it until it pops up, but just know there's something coming up and it makes me want to flick Caroline really hard in the nose. Just flick her like as hard as I can. But like also Rebecca does just kind of plop herself in these situations. Like I feel like Bonnie doesn't have as much animosity towards her.
Right.
And I feel like maybe you're right in the sense that like Bonnie just doesn't care and she's cool with whatever. Like she's just going with the flow at this point.
Yeah.
But like Caroline, she's a little bitch, and she is a little bitch to Rebecca later on. And I don't like it. Because sometimes it's warranted, because Rebecca has done really shitty things, and I get being mad at her.
Yeah.
But like there's a part where Rebecca is trying to do better and Caroline's a bitch, and it makes me so mad, but we'll get to that. Actually might be this maybe it's this episode, maybe not, I don't know, we'll get there anyway.
And so then Elena ends up stealing the dress Caroline picked out for herself, which I honestly thought was really funny. I don't
know. It looks better on her.
It did. I will give it that one. But what makes me mad is that Caroline then goes to ask Klaus to give her a dress. And what bothers me about this is Caroline only ever goes to see Klaus whenever she needs something.
She needs something, yeah. And also, why is he Mr. Fashion guy? Why is he Mr. Fashion guy? Why is he like
Why I mean, he... I think she assumes in all of his things he has something.
He's just Mr. Fashionable.
Because he had given her, I think it's because he gave her that other dress.
So Caroline, like, beggars can't be choosers, honey. You can't just keep going back.
Yeah.
Also, again, why the fuck do I feel bad for Cloud? What the fuck? I don't understand it. When you really break it down, I'm like, damn.
Because he constantly is getting used, especially by Caroline, because she knows that he likes her. Like, she doesn't, like, she knows that he likes her. And she just goes and, like,
I used to do that shit to my guy best friends. I used to do that. I used to be really mean.
Sydney, we have to take you to therapy.
I need anything. They'd be right there, and I'd be like, oh, wonderful.
But that's how she treats him, and it's like, then he calls her to ask for help whenever he literally thinks he's dying, and she gets annoyed with him. You are the audacity right now. That's why
I feel so bad, because I don't like Klaus, but I also don't like Caroline. So it's like, I can kind of see it now. Oh, shit. Oh no, you're right.
She's got the audacity, I'll tell you that. Like,
yeah,
he literally thought a white oak stake was like in him and he's about to die. And she's like, why are you calling me? I'm trying to plan prom. Like, yeah. Ma'am, and then you go ask him for a dress after that.
If I were class, I'd be like, don't you have a prom to go plan?
Right.
Find your own dress. You're good at it.
And so then we go back to Elena, and for some reason she's going to this prom just to start shit. And so Stefan and Damon take her. Now, this is my issue with this. Damon is like 25 years old. You cannot bring a 25-year-old man to prom.
Nobody has security at the school. Do you realize that people just are showing up in the
all the time? Letter? They just walk in. I'm like,
dude, you used to have to go through like double doors.
Yeah, you have to like get buzzed in.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, they're just chilling. Like, that's not a thing. Yep. That's not, no.
Yeah. So they go to this prom, and like Bonnie and Matt are there, and they decided to go to prom together, which. Okay, here's my thing. Even in the later seasons, I always wondered what would happen if, like, Bonnie and Matt got together. Like, I don't know. It was, like, a weird thought. Like, we saw, like, in the future, like, them have, like, a closer relationship, I think. But I always wondered, because I feel like Matt would be good for Bonnie. I mean, he's a nice guy. I feel like,
realistically, I think Matt would be good for anybody.
Yeah.
I think Matt, when it comes down to it, right. Treats girls really well. It's just like for him and Caroline, it was the vampire stuff that pushed them away, you know. Yeah. Obviously, but that's his own border, you know, that's his line that he didn't want to cross. And then with Elena, he didn't treat Elena poorly, it's just Elena didn't feel that way for him.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Matt is not a bad guy. I mean, he's kind of douchey. He's douchey, he's full of himself, and I can't stand him sometimes. Like, he's just like Matt, like, I'm like, okay, bro, chill. You're out of time. Right. You're out of two. But like, ultimately, he's not a bad guy.
No.
Like right now in the show, not at all. He's there for everybody. He's so kind. He literally is nothing but respectful.
And even here, like, him and Bonnie are both trying to be really nice to Elena, and Elena literally looks at Bonnie and says, "I don't like you right now because you told me you could bring Jeremy back to life and you didn't."
Which, why does she care? Isn't her humanity off?
I feel like she just wanted to say something to hurt Bonnie. I think that was the goal, because her humanity is off, so she just wanted to be hurtful.
Everybody's just tolerating her at this point. It's like, you have to just not take it personal. She's just a bitch. Don't mind,
like,
Elena.
Really, Elena's going in on everybody, because then Damon tries to talk to her, and she's like, well, you're the one who told me to turn off my humanity, and apparently my love for you is just because of the sire bond, so oops. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, can you calm down? Like, I don't think that she was, like, dangerous with humanity off, but, like, she was really trying to cut people down.
I swear to God. And now that's the thing, too, is, like, when you get it back on, you remember all that shit. So I hope that, like, shit sat with her for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I hope you felt guilty, you little asshole.
And then Stefan then tries, too, and she's basically like, I don't even know why you're here right now.
Neither do I, because Stefan, at this rate, like, I know he doesn't want to give up on her. I get it.
Yeah.
I really do, because she did the same thing for him. But Stefan, honey, remind yourself, you don't owe her a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's Mr. Good Guy and doesn't want to see this happen. But, like, she's not a ripper. Honey, you don't owe her anything. And I hate saying that, and it's, like, it's not that, like, they're just not at that friendship level yet. We don't see them like that until later. So it's like, I feel like they're still just freshly broken up. I'm just sitting
it's
here
just
wondering
very
why he's still like, I think
I can understand
like,
just like
your problem.
He wants her to not like have her humanity off. So I can understand why he's trying to help. He feels with that.
It. Yeah, yeah, he's like Mr. Nice Guy, but at like yeah. the same time, like as an outsider looking in, I'm just letting like, him know. Like, I would be like, Damon. Issue. Damon, you gotta figure this out. I need some time because like Steph would be fixing everything right now. Just chill. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like Damon's trying. It's not that he's not. It's just that it's like
I think that Damon doesn't know what to do because he feels guilty because he is the one who made her turn it off.
A lot of it, I think, yeah. too. I mean, in that moment though, he panicked. What was he gonna do? You know what I mean?
I don't think he made the wrong decision. I think she was having a mental breakdown and he had to do something.
Yeah, I think it's just with the Salvatore brothers, it's just whatever one person's problem is automatically
everybody's problem. Yep.
And I'm just like, that's not healthy.
No.
It's not healthy. No.
And then, so, you know, Elena's just tearing into everybody. And then Bonnie sees Jeremy at this dance. And she like dances with him. Like that was really strange to me. And then
weren't
finally,
they like out like the woods or something?
Yeah,
I don't why is but no.
And then finally she realizes that it's like Silas who's like trying to convince her to bring him like the cure. Like because he says if you give me the cure, then Jeremy will come back to life. And then Bonnie's like, fuck you, dude. And she's like leaves. She's like, I don't have the motherfucking time for this.
Yeah, right. Like,
and so then we have Caroline and Stefan dancing, and everybody always says this is where they figured that like Stefan and Caroline would be together. I did not see this at all. Like I just saw them like being friends, like dancing. Like,
I know I don't see anything. Literally, no. I hate saying this. I don't see anything Steriline related until literally Liz died. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The moment that I think that Stefan even quote unquote had feelings for her was at the funeral.
Yeah.
That's it. I really don't think that, like, I think it's all bullshit. I really do. I just don't feel it. I feel it's just not there, not like it is with other
yeah.
people. I think she had more chemistry with fucking, like, Matt. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. It's and then, like, she, like, you know, Stefan tells her that, like, he's having a hard time moving on from Elena. And, you know, Caroline's like, well, you know, that's...
Yeah, how romantic of them. Yeah. They're bonding and having a moment, but he's bitching about Elena. Wow, romantic. I'm sorry.
This is how I feel in the first two seasons with Stelena. I know you hate me for this, but every single conversation they have is about Damon.
Yeah, what? See? See? Every conversation. And literally, like, I'm just sitting there like, yeah, how romantic. Like, I'm sorry to the Steriline listeners. I really am. Like, at the end of the day, was it best they probably were together? Sure.
Right.
But, like, I'm sorry. What is romantic about Stefan explaining that he's hurt about Elena to Caroline because he's opening up to her? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a slap in the face. That's, like, going on a first date.
My issue with this whole situation is that, like, Caroline is like trying to tell him, oh, it'll be okay. And then she ends up leaving the prom because she's depressed over Tyler. I'm like, so you were just being a giant hypocrite. You're like, oh, Stefan, you'll get over it. I'm going to go home and cry because Tyler's not here.
Yeah, I don't. I just a fat sigh. I'm just letting that out because I'm so frustrated with it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like I said, I did like her and Tyler, but like.
Yeah.
Girl, you should have used the puss power. You could have figured something else out with Klaus. Like, Tyler can come back, chill.
Right.
Shouldn't use the puss power, bro.
And so then we have Rebecca just at this prom trying to be human, and she like asks April to make her prom queen, and I'm like, for why? Like, why did she want to be prom queen so bad?
She wants this like perfect human life. Why? Yeah. Just like that's what I'm saying is like this human life that she like wants.
Also, real quick, where did April just pop back up out of nowhere?
I heard she called. Yeah, no, Jeremy was dead. We don't know anything else about her. No, she's just been gone.
Yeah,
I don't get it. And the thing is too with Rebecca though, in this like human life, is she has this like picture perfect life, like. I'm sorry,
but it's not like
that.
Don't you
want to just like live your own genuine life instead of like doing all this? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's what she thinks is going to happen when you take the cure. No, you still have to like live your life. You have to earn.
And like, what are you going to do like for money? Like, she doesn't even know anything. Like, how
we need Rebecca working at like a grocery store.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then she actually ends up asking Matt whether or not she would make a good human. And he's like, no.
All the people, let's go to Matt.
I think she liked Matt at this point. Like, she gets really upset, which I think that Matt was being kind of a dick here, because he, like, tells her, like, well, you've never done anything good, so why would you think that you would make a good human?
I think it was a little harsh, but I feel like it's something she needed to hear.
Yeah, I mean,
she is, that's what I'm saying, it's this back and forth thing with Rebecca, and she's, one moment, she's a dick, and she's doing really fucking, like, bad shit, like, bad, like, really, like, mean, like, atrocious, like, vulgar things, like, she's atrocious, but then the next minute she's like, I will save you, I will never let anything happen to you, and I'm like,
yeah,
what, you know, back to that back and forth thing. So it's like, Matt for the most part hasn't seen her do any of the good stuff, but like, mm-hmm. at the same time, first of all, buckle down, big boy, you're talking shit to an original vampire who
could, right, like, I wish she would have snapped his neck.
So he's a little ballsy for that. But at the same time, again, it doesn't take anything to just be kind. If she's showing you some sort of kindness, Matt didn't have to be as hard back. But I think that he should have been as honest as he is, but not as rudely.
Yeah.
Because it's something she needed to hear, I think.
I agree that, like, it was good that she heard it. I just, like, felt like he was being very harsh to her. And, like, to be honest, I mean, yeah, Rebecca, like, drove him and Elena off the bridge, which was pretty fucked up. But, like, she didn't really do anything else to Matt. Like,
it's just one of those Matt looks out for his friends things.
Yeah.
Like, I think back to the episode where she had, like, everybody sitting at the table and she was making everybody absolutely miserable. Like, Matt doesn't want to probably sit by and watch his friends go through it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get his, like, anger towards her, but you don't need to be a dick. Again, like, if somebody shows you respect, it's always good to show that same respect back, mm-hmm. whether you like them or not. So, like, I kind of feel mm-hmm. you in that sense that, like, he could have been chiller about it, but like, I feel like the honesty is what pushed her in this episode to become a better version of herself,
you know, right, what I mean? And so then we have Damon outside, he's just like kind of sad thinking about like Elena, and Stefan comes up, and like Stefan, that's really fast, not Stefan, is being rude as hell and is like, well, me and Elena had a real relationship and all you and Elena had was sex, and I'm like, okay, sir, take several seats for a second, please. Like,
no, this is my thing, is like, off the bat, I would know that was not Stefan.
Stefan would never say that.
Stefan would never, even if he was like mad at Damon, Stefan would never say that ever. And so Damon, then, like, should have like known.
Damon gets pissed off and he like tries to beat his ass, and then he realizes that it's Silas.
He should have known off the bat. Shame on you, Stefan. Yeah. Would never say that to you, damn it.
And then Stefan is also getting his mind messed with like somewhere else. So like, now we know that like Silas can mess with like multiple people at once. Like, it's insane. Not just like a one person thing.
That's insane.
Yes. And so then meanwhile, Elijah is over here with Klaus, and he keeps asking Klaus to, you know, leave Catherine alone. And I'm like, Elijah, just let the girl go. Like, she's not good for you. Like, and Klaus is like, grossed out. Klaus probably thinking
the same thing. Yeah, Klaus is like, my God, it's been literally hundreds of years.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, if I see Catherine, it's on site. That's basically what Klaus says.
And Elijah's, he's like, she has like, caused me stress.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it made it worse. Like, I feel like Elijah just put the thought of Catherine into his head again. Like, I feel like Klaus didn't care, but now it's like refreshed. No, now he's like,
oh yeah, I forgot.
Klaus is like, I need a hobby.
Yeah.
Fuck Catherine.
And so then Matt and Bonnie end up being crowned prom king and queen, which who the hell voted for Matt?
Like, I think he was Mr. He was a little popular guy. Was he?
I don't remember that there's actual other students that go here.
No, it's just them. It's just a school of them. Like, he was in the football team, and he's
like, how did Caroline not win prom queen? Not that I'm not happy for Bonnie, but
because I feel like nobody actually liked her. Like, her little friends that you've seen walk in the hall with Caroline are like her little like minions or something. Like, they just don't like actually like her. I bet they all voted for Bonnie.
And like, Rebecca gets like upset about this, and I'm like, girl,
did you really think that April was gonna just do it because you told her to?
I mean, did that. She did think that, but
no, April's like, that's not fair. Goodbye. Right.
And so then Elena ends up hearing somebody's conversation about Silas, and she realizes that as long as Bonnie's around, then Silas is going to end up breaking the veil. And if this happens, people like Alaric and Jeremy are going to come back. And Elena doesn't want them to come back. She doesn't want them to convince her to turn her humanity back on. So she just decides she's going to kill Bonnie.
She's, yeah, something to she's do. Like, now well, she's at this rate, she's getting a little,
yeah,
she's getting a little carried away, though.
Yeah. And so then she, like, attacks Bonnie, and Bonnie, like, uses this, like, expression magic to stop her, and, like, the wind's blowing, and, like, I don't know. Everything's just, like, very strange. Like, I'm like, something is not right here. And so, finally, you know, Bonnie, like, tells Matt, like, she's going. Like, Elena's lost her ever-loving mind here. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
and then Elena's still on her little rampage. And Elena's pissed that April didn't let Rebecca win prom queen.
That's a girl now. They're the duo.
Yeah. So she, like, bashes her head against the desk and, like, bites her.
Something to do.
Oh, my goodness.
She's getting a little carried away.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of when she did try to attack Bonnie as well, mm-hmm. I just want to point out that there was something new that happened in this scene that Bonnie did with her expression magic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that Bonnie self-healed herself.
Oh, yeah.
That's did. When you know, yeah, this when you know that. That, like, this magic yeah. is no bullshit, because that's the first witch that was able to, like, really do that like that. Yeah. This expression magic really, like, it's supposed to be looked at as, like, this negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm going to be honest, that shit was badass.
Yeah.
This book. I was like, ooh, Bonnie's a bad bitch. Okay, like, check that. Like, you cannot fuck with this witch right yeah. now. Okay, she yeah. can fuck you up.
Absolutely.
So I will say that that was, like, a new breakthrough with her magic, and I feel yeah. like with expression magic, I feel like it's only bad, I guess, if you might use it for bad things. So mm-hmm. if she were to control it, I feel like she, and this is why I feel like in a sense she's a really strong witch, because, like, a lot of people will compare her to other witches, especially in, like, the originals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what makes Bonnie so significant is looking at her age and her inexperience. If yeah. you just see the short amount of time that she was a witch compared to some of these other witches that were witches for decades or even hundreds of years
yeah.
or whatever, that's fucking insane. Because if you imagine if Bonnie was around an extra couple hundreds of years because she, like, put, like, a
in the anti-aging, like, spell.
Yeah. yeah, could you imagine how fucking remarkable her powers would be?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what people don't, like, people will compare her to witches that have been around for, like, hundreds of years, and it's like, yeah, they're stronger probably. But if you just look at the amount of time Bonnie taps into her magic and her age, that's fucking nuts.
I think the only person that compared was Davina in the originals.
And I only say that
and Hope.
She was strong because of
yeah.
her, the Harvest Witches.
Yeah. yeah.
And with Hope, I feel like Hope is in the same sense with Bonnie. First of all, they're around the same age now. If you look at
yeah.
even Hope now and, like, Legacies,
yeah.
they're around the same age. And Hope is still in training, like, she's still kind of
yeah
coming into herself, and that's what we're watching in Legacies as we speak. And a lot yeah. of it, I think, is because of everything else that she is, I feel like that mm-hmm. gives her almost an advantage, but that doesn't mean that she isn't stronger than Bonnie. I think given the right practice and time and everything, Hope definitely
absolutely and I mean a lot bitch. Of Hope's life, like Bonnie, is like she was told, like, not to do her magic because then people would be able to find, like, her
yeah
like
yep.
and Haley.
So
was
it's all I think it's
her.
All within time, and
yeah.
I feel like Hope is also a bad bitch, but those are two people I'd compare. But it's really hard
yeah.
to compare, like, Bonnie to, like, Esther, or like Bonnie,
or like
to, like,
Freya.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Okay. It's very hard because they've done it for so long, you know
for
what I
so
mean?
Long.
And
yeah.
But, like, hell yeah, Bonnie, get it. You fucking self-healing queen. Like,
right?
Use that expression magic, bitch. Okay. Anyway,
that
back to the
cool.
point.
Yeah. And then, like, so now we're, like, April's, like, dying. And I'm like, okay, this
yeah,
is
Elena's
a lot.
Back to Elena smashing
yeah.
her head. I don't think April deserved it. I don't
no.
know. She's barely
April
here.
Was, like, I was just, like, trying to, like, run this prom vote. Like, I don't know why I'm getting attacked right now. And so Matt asks, like, Rebecca to, like, save April, but, like, she can't, like, or she feels like she can't because, like, she's gonna lose, like, this bet with Elijah, and she's not gonna get the cure. And so she has all of this, like, running through her mind, and Matt's like, well, you want to be human so bad, like, you, like, if you want to prove that you can be a good person, like, you need to save her. But she also, like, knows that, like, she isn't gonna be able to get the cure if Elijah finds out, which my question is, how was Elijah going to find out anyway? Because it's not like Elijah's like following her around, like watching her. Like, he's having a conversation about Catherine with Klaus somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I know. She could, like, tell him anything.
Right. And I'm like, so I think that you're fine, girl. But, you know, she's just, like, really having this issue with, like, contemplating this. And I think it's mostly because, like, she doesn't want to lie to her brother. And she really does want to prove that she could do it. And I think that, personally, she could have done
it. That's one thing I'll give the Michelsons. I feel like with the Michelsons, they're just very loyal and honest with one another. Except mine is like Klaus trying to bamboozle Elijah. But like,
yeah.
For the most part, like they all are very respectful towards one another. And they really, that's something I do like about them as a family and as characters. Yeah. Is because of that. You know what I mean? Not the shiesty shit you see from the Salvatores.
But I love like the Salvatores. If she would have explained the situation to Elijah, he would have understood and given her another chance. Like, because Elijah wouldn't want to see somebody innocent die. I mean, he might sit there and say, well, that's what's going to happen if you're human. But I think he still would have been like, I understand why you did it and we can try again type of thing. I don't think that he would have automatically just told her she wasn't getting the cure. And he sure as hell wasn't going to give it to Klaus because he doesn't want
all those. And at the end of the day, she did something good. And yeah. I feel like whether or not you're taking away that ability or not, she's showing that she's a good person. She's a good person. I feel like it'd make a good human. I don't think that would have made a difference.
No, neither do I. And so all this is going on. Caroline actually goes over to Tyler's old house and she finds him there. And, you know, he's like, well, Klaus can't get in the house, so we're safe here for a while. And they like dance. And like, I did feel for Caroline because like, as much as I don't like her, like this is really hard for her because like Tyler's gone because, you know, Klaus was an asshole to him.
At this rate too, I just feel like, if you hear my dog's little click clacks in the background, he's on the move today. He's looking for something. His name is Dixon, so mind me real quick. Dixon, please get in here. So you guys got to hear that real quick. So basically what I was going to say, though, is at this point with Tyler, I just feel like she hasn't really been opened up with somebody completely like she did him in the show. And it's like, I know I don't really care for her, and I will say that every time, but like, I will say that their relationship was kind of like when everything was still good. It was good. They had each other in really rough times to count on one another. And I think they both changed each other's character.
And I did like them together. Like, it's still at this stage, like as we move forward.
Like, you just kind of wish Tyler came back, and Tyler came back permanently and everything was fine.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens. And that's why I think fucked up their image and their relationship up, because otherwise I thought they were honestly really cute. And I think it gave Tyler purpose in the show.
Yeah.
I think it helped change the way that he's viewed as a character. Mm-hmm. Because you got to see a softer, kinder, helpful side.
Yeah, you never got to see that before.
Yep. And you got to see him like open up and become friends with everybody else as well. And he wasn't so pushed off anymore. Like, remember, he hated Jeremy, right?
He just hated everything.
Yeah, he sucked, you know? And then he got so close, and I feel like it changed him for the best. And he didn't have to go through transitioning alone. And Caroline was there, and he was there for Caroline. And I feel like the relationship was great. So, like, I totally see why she is heartbroken, because right now, everybody else is dealing with their own shit. And she doesn't have anybody to help deal with her shit. That's why I think she's being such a good friend, because like, what else does she have to do right now? She's just going to help everybody through their shit. She still has the sadness and shit, and I see it and I feel for her character. But at the same time, it's like, she's even resorting to like talking to Klaus and asking Klaus for favors and stuff because she's like lonely. I feel like she's lonely. Right. Yeah. So like, I feel it. I feel for her, but the way she's treating Klaus,
I don't like that.
Not prime.
And speaking of Klaus, we have like, he knows that Tyler would come. And so like, he just shows up like as Tyler's leaving. But then again, he gives Tyler the chance to run, which leads me to believe he's never going to kill Tyler. Like, he's just messing with him. He's
turning it into a game. I feel like, and like, we see how Klaus feels about Caroline. I think also deep down, it's a selfish reason to.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is to keep them apart. So like if he tried to swoop in, because right now where we're at, we don't know about his fate right now in New Orleans.
No.
So right, neither does he. So right now he's thinking, well, what if he swooped in? Like he's got nothing else to do right now. His schedule's wide open. He's got all the time in the world to win Caroline over. That's what's happening. Okay. And I feel like him keeping Tyler away is not for the purposes that most people say. I think it's literally to keep him away from Caroline because he's going to swoop in. You know what I mean?
And he would never kill Tyler because then Caroline would never have a chance.
Caroline would never forgive him for it.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it is. He's just being a little selfish.
He just wants him to be not here. and so then we go back to Bonnie, and she's still like, Silas will not leave this poor girl alone. And he keeps making her more and more upset. And he's like, well, you know, you have to try to get Jeremy back. And if you try to get Jeremy back, then you have to help me and all this stuff. And I'm like,
why is he putting it all on Bonnie? Why isn't he saying some of this stuff to other people?
I think she's the only one that can help him because she's the only one that does the expression magic that's in this vicinity at the moment.
Oh, they still need to like kill. Do they need to kill more people?
No, they killed the people, but
he just needs the cure.
Yeah, I don't really
leave Bonnie alone. Go pick on somebody else. Go pick on Elena. Go do that. She's got her humanity off. Go fuck with that.
And so then Bonnie like starts to lose control and like all these lights start flickering and like alarms start going off and like she's like getting angry and like mad and like her powers are like overwhelming her and like Silas is like, you need to control yourself. And I'm like, sir, you need to not tell anybody what to do right now.
Does anybody else see this? Whenever Bonnie has magic freakouts, I always wonder where the other
because this is where Elena attacks her again. And
see, what the hell, where is everybody else?
Right,
this is a prom.
Right,
where is everybody?
And like Elena attacks her and bites her again, and then you know Bonnie does the little brain injury magic.
I love that. Oh, she knocked her on her ass. Hell yeah.
And this is the part that you were talking about where like her wounds heal super fast.
She's like, get the fuck off me, bitch.
Yeah.
Which she should.
Yeah, she should, exactly. Because like Elena was acting kind of out of pocket here, to be completely honest.
And like I know her humanity is off, but like you gotta think of it. Bonnie is not a vampire. She doesn't understand it. And to literally see your best friend attack you like that, I can imagine. I'd be like traumatized. I'd be like, that is fucked up.
And like Bonnie pretty much almost kills Elena, and then like Stefan and Damon
they
show up and,
I remember that because she's pissed.
Like she tells them like it's not okay like what she's doing, and like she's like, none of this is okay, like which I agree with her. Like
you gotta think she's worked up. This isn't just out of spite, like she hates Elena.
No,
she's literally scared, she's worked up, she's stressed, she's seeing shit. Like Bonnie's on the verge of like literally breaking. So I mean, like just like how Elena goes and shuts her humanity off, this is Bonnie's version of it right now.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like she's exploding, she's at cracking point. Like you gotta really take it all in it together. This is fucked. She doesn't deserve it.
Absolutely. And you know, then like we go back to like Rebecca and April and Matt, and she's healed, you know, April, and like they tell everybody that like, you know, they're not going to tell anyone, but obviously Klaus somehow knows about it and is like, you have to tell Elijah the truth. And so then like Rebecca like calls like, what do you mean, like what are you talking about? And like then she calls like Elijah to like warn him, but then we find out that Elijah's already been tricked into giving the cure to Silas, who took Rebecca's form.
That's what I thought happened before. Yep.
And I'm like, oh my lord, like this man needs to chill. Like I was so sick of Silas at this point, like I didn't even care.
And this is what I'm concerned about, is like especially with Klaus being tricked by Silas, why isn't everybody warning everybody?
So, yes, concerned.
Like do like not fucking trust. It. Yes, yeah. Like, do not fucking trust anybody. Like, come up with something. Like, I'd be like, Alex.
I'm seeing shit, and, like, it's probably going to make you see shit, too, so.
Right, like, I would literally be like, okay, here's the thing. Kennedy's my daughter. What's Kennedy's favorite snack? And you would say, and I'd be like, okay, you're Alex, I trust you. Because Silas would be like, I don't know, Cheez-Its, and I'd be like, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Yeah.
It's not you. Like, they
yep.
should be, like, working out to find a way
like
to,
some like, code words or something, like,
yeah, no, anything. This is my thing, or, like, if he's impersonating a vampire, if he's, like, making him see it, are they affected by vervain? Because I'd be testing vervain on
everybody. Right. I'd be like, sorry, man, this is you. I feel bad. Like, I don't know what his, like,
that's what I'm shocked. Like, why are, didn't like, they do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't they do that? That's another effing question I want to ask. Because, like, yeah. you should be communicating 100% and figuring out some sort of tactic to figure out who is real and who isn't. Because at this point, like, Elijah should have been well aware of what's right. going on. Because Klaus is yeah. literally tripping about Silas, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck him. He needs to take the cure. Like, I can't.
So, like, why isn't he talking to, like, Stefan and, like, David? Bonnie.
And telling them what happened,
or like, why yeah. isn't he going after Bonnie? Because you think that he'd be like, you need to do something about this, like, but no, he's just, yeah, you know, I don't know, everybody's just minding their own business at this point.
This is my whole point that I've made since the first episode of this podcast.
They need
is
to
that
communicate.
The lack of communication yes. is what gets them all fucked. Yes. Way to go, Julie. You just screwed up, okay?
And so whenever Elena was attacking Bonnie, they ended up like getting her with vervain. So now she's locked up in the cellar, as we do to everybody who doesn't have their humanity. And Damon like tells her, like, well, whenever Bonnie was hurting you, like, you showed fear. So like, you're showing some sort of emotion, which is good enough for them. And I think this is why they decided to torture her, because they thought that fear was what they could use to get her to feel something, because they saw the fear. Not that I think that it was right, I don't, but they saw that she was scared of something, so they assumed,
but let's traumatize her, bring her right. back, so she's literally petrified. Okay.
Right.
Now, I mean, this is my thing plan. Though is doesn't every vampire do that though? Like, if you were to like literally hurt them, aren't they all kind of freaking out?
I would think so. I don't know why they thought this was like some big breakthrough.
Like, when they like fucked with Steph, and I remember Steph and being in like immense pain.
I think the thing is that they only get that type of fear and that type of like possibly being able to turn the humanity back on whenever they really believe their life is in danger. Elena knows, and as we see whenever they do torture her, that Stefan and Damon aren't going to let her die. She does,
which is why they bring yeah. in so-and-so. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. I can't knock that completely.
Yeah. Do I think that it has ever worked? I don't know. Not that we've seen, but do I understand why they made the decision they did? Yes. But they should have known that, like, Elena's smart enough to reason that they're not going to let her die, so she doesn't really have anything to be
now
afraid
my,
of.
Yeah, because this is my question. So, like you said, like, Stefan and Damon aren't going to do shit, right? But we have Bonnie, who's on verge of breakdown, and she's actually scared she's going to
yeah.
kill her.
Yeah.
Bonnie, I wish Bonnie was in reality enough to be, like, turn it on.
Right.
And, like,
right.
threaten her to, and, like, actually scare the shit
scare
out of
her. Yeah.
But although, like I said, I don't agree with her coming back petrified, because God knows how she would act. Because you know how, like, yeah. when you come back, you're supposed to cling on to one emotion?
Yeah, like, you know, fear Stefan's might like, not be the one.
Fear? No. We don't need a fucking, like, paranoid Elena running around. I feel like that would just be traumatizing.
Right.
Okay? Like, she's, like, won't leave the house. Like, she's, like, fucked up, like, for the rest of her life.
Now.
Yeah, she's, like, all fucked up. Like, it's so bad. Like, she's, like, that guy from, like, the bench warmers that sits in the
yeah.
closet.
Yep, that would be Elena. Yeah,
that's Elena.
So yeah. like, I don't agree with what they were plotting here, but I understand that they were like, well, fear is the only thing we've seen from her, so let's try to play on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to Klaus, and he goes home to find a letter from Catherine, and she like tells him that in New Orleans there's a witch that's plotting against Klaus, and you know, there's like some stuff he needs to know about in New Orleans. And you know, her reasoning behind this is that, like, if he's got something else to focus on, then he's going to leave her alone.
Yeah.
And I think that it does work. So, like, I get it. And then we also have Bonnie, who tracks down Silas and finds him in, like, what she believes to be, like, his normal form. And he has the cure. And, like, he kind of shows her, like, part of his, like, what we believe to be his face. Obviously, we learn later that this is not it. But I didn't really understand this, because like, why is Bonnie still like why'd she go hunt him down? Like, he has the cure now. Like, I'm still confused about why he needed her if he had the cure. Like, I don't, I think I have to brush up on these facts.
And it sucks because we just watched these, like, not too long ago. Like, that's what makes me sick. Like, this is a show that you can rewatch 1,000 times and still be like, I missed that. Like, I swear to God, it is so effing insane how it works. But, like, the only thing that I thought he needed her for were for, like, the sacrifices.
Yeah, that's what but, I thought, too.
That's it. Like, get the cure yourself. I don't know. Leave everybody the fuck alone at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing is, like, he doesn't have a personal vendetta with these people. Although I will say maybe he's intrigued for the same reason that, like, Stefan and Damon were. Because it's another doppelganger.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And maybe it's, like, I want to be around her and see what's going on. But, like, leave this group of kids alone. You know what I'm fucking saying? Like, you got what you wanted, just go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no personal vendetta.
I agree.
Like, what the fuck? Leave them the fuck alone. They don't deserve this, you psychopath.
And I think the thing with Silas is that we don't even know what his end goal is here. Like, we don't understand what he wants or anything.
He's harassing these poor kids. He just won't go the fuck away. And why? He got his cure.
Right, do what you think need that to he'd do. Be done with this now. Like,
I mean, do what you need to do.
No, Wait. I think I'm, like, remembering. Didn't he need Bonnie to destroy the other side so he didn't get stuck there? Isn't that why he needed Bonnie and that's why everybody was going to come back?
Yes, but I'm also going to say this.
Is that because he didn't know what we know about the other side?
Yes. No, but this is my question though.
Uh-huh.
Is in the end, like even right now, if he were to take that cure, this spoiler alert, because I really do want to talk about this. If he were to take the cure right now, Silas did.
Yeah.
And he killed himself. Like totally Romeo and Juliet-ed the shit out of it. Okay.
Right.
Right now he thinks, spoiler alert, he thinks Amara is how you pronounce
Amara.
It? Amara? Why do you say Amara? I knew a girl in middle school named Amara. That's probably what it is. It's 3 a.m, you guys. So, with Amara, he thinks that she's dead.
Yeah.
Being a doppelganger, wouldn't she be on the other side?
But he didn't know about the doppelgangers. And, I mean, I don't think he fully understands what's going on with
her. I was going to say, I mean, if he sees Elena...
Has he interacted with Elena at all? I mean, I would assume he knows, but
I mean, Catherine woke him up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the situation. And on top of it too, by the way, don't let this go unnoticed. Just so you know, this is a question I had a long time ago, and I had to literally go to the ends of Reddit to find my answer. And what my question was why didn't somebody suffer the Hunter's Curse when Jeremy died? And apparently, Silas did. Apparently, Silas is just so strong that he overcame it like it was nothing.
Oh, okay. So, like, just...
I guess it was minorly said or something, because that's why Catherine avoided killing Jeremy, obviously just shoved him to Silas. So, Silas was the one that killed him. Yeah. Silas, actually, if you look it up, Silas did deal with the Hunter's Curse.
I think vaguely remember him saying something about it.
Yeah, he did deal with it, but it was, like, nothing to him.
Right.
Now, my thing is, with that, too, being said, is with the Hunter's Curse, too, I mean, Catherine was right there, doppelganger. The Hunter's Curse, what if it made him see things that involved doppelganger? I mean, he literally...
And my question is, did the doppelgangers get stuck on the other side? Because, you know, spoiler, even in the end, whenever we see Elena find peace, I know the other side is, like, gone at this point, but would she have then gone to the other side?
I would like to assume so, because they needed her for a ritual. If they need a doppelganger for a ritual, I'd say it's pretty supernatural.
Right.
If a hunter goes to the other side...
Yeah.
I would think a doppelganger would, maybe.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead again. Do we know what happens with Tom?
Us just trying to figure out. No, we never got closure from Tom. We deserve the closure.
I mean, because, like, at the end of that season, this other side, I don't care if people know. You guys have watched the show if you're listening to this. The other side breaks down, and we don't see anything about Tom. So, like,
Tom probably found peace because he's a true king.
Right.
I don't know, because the other side was gone at that point, right?
No, they hadn't.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was there. Fuck. Where's Tom?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a shirt that says that. Where's Tom? We never got our closure with Tom, which we should have, because I'm honestly going to say they made him to be such a big deal for like a good 2 episodes.
And then he just was.
And then just no. Yeah. Like, yeah. So brutally murdered. Like, I could kill
They do this, myself. Like, even my boyfriend who's, like, watched the show with me, he said, like, why do they do this? They bring in, like, characters for, like, 3 or 4 episodes, and then, like, they're just gone. But, like, they always make these characters seem like a huge deal.
Like, Sloane, right? Yeah. Everyone's like, who the fuck is Sloane?
Yeah.
Right? Let that sink for a minute. Google Sloane. I'm not even going to tell you who Sloane is, but Google Sloane. They made her a big deal. For nothing?
No, nothing.
Literally, I feel so fucking bad for Tom Avery. Yeah. Like, that man is a fucking
G.
But I don't know. I would like to think that doppelgangers go to the other side. We just didn't get closure because Julie Plec just killed him off like he was nothing. She forgot about him. She was like, fuck you, Tom. Yeah.
Fuck you, Tom.
See how fast I forget about Julie.
Right?
All right. I'm not paying her fucking... I'm not putting dollar signs on her paycheck no more, bitch. Forget about Tom Avery. Tom Avery deserves my money. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to send, so I'm getting married, you guys. I'm going to send, you know, they say things like if you send wedding invites to like celebrities or their mm-hmm. PO boxes or their assistants or anything like that, that they typically, even if they don't know you, they'll think that they're supposed to be going to this wedding and they don't want to go because they're like, who the fuck is that? So they just send you presents. So I'm going to send one to like Paul Wesley, just hoping that maybe he would go to the wedding. And I'm going to be like, but you must RSVP as Tom Avery, not Paul Wesley.
And you must act in character the entire
time. Yeah, he better show up in the EMS costume every day. Oh my God, Paul Wesley could literally do that. And I would run down the aisle, tell David, I wish him the best of luck, and I'd dip with Tom Avery. That's what would happen. So
good. Can't wait. Can't yeah, wait.
So I would like to think that's the case. So maybe I would have, like, at this point, what I was going to say with this whole point is if he just, like, offed himself now and he thought that Amara was dead, what's so bad about being on the other side with her?
Isn't he that almost didn't like peace? Think that she was on the other side.
But hypothetically, right? He's so wanting to, like, do like have peace, right? Or find peace.
I think that they have explained that the other side is not a peaceful place and that you're alone. You don't get to be with the people.
That was proven wrong later. Everybody's chilling on the other side, like it's no big deal.
That's because it was breaking down.
So everyone just kind of huddled together.
Yeah, like because it was like malfunctioning, I guess you can say.
Because I thought it was pretty fucking cool because at the rate that like you had Lexi and Stefan in the bar. Yeah. They got to like see Cher Forbes and shit. Like I'd be like watching over everybody I know. I'd be like,
yeah, because Anna explains earlier that she can't be with her mom because she's all alone on the other side.
That is so fucking weird. Or like, but like Enzo was able to like drown fucking Elena.
So they can interact with people like that are still alive. They see you,
but they're alone on that side.
Yeah, but they're alone.
Maybe that's it. So he's like, yeah, fuck this other side. Yeah. I'm going to go find peace with my boo thing. Who she didn't even care to see her. Okay.
Right.
It's like, absolutely. Get the fuck away from me. I'm traumatized.
Right.
Because of you. Yeah. No, absolutely not. But anyway, we'll totally end the episode on that note, talking shit about Silas and this other side bullshit. So yes, to close that out, just remember that Silas finally has hold of the cure. We get to talk actually not next week, because next week we have a special episode for you that you will definitely get to tune into. But the week following that, we're going to definitely touch base to see what he's going to do with this cure, what we're going to do about Elena and her humanity. So just make sure you guys tune in. The next couple weeks are going to be pretty fun episodes. And then we have a surprise for you guys. As soon as we hit the season finale, we're going to start doing some crazy fun episodes out here, because we don't want to ramble on and talk too much about The show itself. We do have personalities. We are fun, I swear. Please believe me. So on that note, make sure that you check out our Facebook group. It's also called It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. And we also have our Instagram, also called It's a Vampire Diaries Thing. So make sure that you guys check that out and follow it. And just so you know, that was my father. He just walked in because his dog refuses to come lay with him. So again, my dogs are the main characters of the show. So just like I said, make sure you check out both those pages, leave us reviews, yes, feedback, anything like that. We love to hear it all. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you again next week. Okay,
see you next week.